Why not? Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Hello. 弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
Okay. 很高兴今天又可以由 Daniel 然后做翻译。
I'm very happy that Daniel was translating for me.
Yeah. 我们都生活在加拿大啊。我们每一个人都有一个 Social Insurance Number， 简称 SIN， 对吗？
Living in Canada, we all have a social insurance number, abbreviated as SIN.
SIN 这个词在 SIN 这个词在英文当中表示一个人的行为、思想和言语是违背道德、是自私、是有害的、是羞耻的。
In English, the word SIN can refer to actions, thoughts, or speech that are immoral, selfish, harmful, or shameful.
圣经说，人人都犯了罪。
The Bible says that we are all sinners.
所以这与我们在加拿大，我们每个人都有一个 sin number 刚好对应上。
It's like how everyone in Canada also has a sin number.
所以在加拿大政府告诉我们，我们每个人都是一个罪人，这是合乎圣经的。
So it's like the Canadian government telling us that we're all sinners.
那什么是罪呢？罪又是从哪里来的？大家有没有思想过这个问题？
So what is sin? Where does sin come from?Has anybody thought of this?
圣经中对罪的定义是指人对神的偏离，是存在于人里面的一种敌对神与神隔绝的状态。
In the Bible, sin is defined as a deviation from God, a state within a person that is hostile to God and separates them from Him.
今天有许多人不信神、抗拒神或反对神的人，就是因为他里面有这种敌对神的态度。
Today there are many people who do not believe in God, resist God, and oppose God. It is because they have this kind of hostile attitude towards God within them.
这个状态可以一直追溯到人类的始祖亚当夏娃。
These actions can be traced back to the first humans, Adam and Eve.
因为亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面，他吃了神吩咐不可吃的分别善恶树上的果子，罪由此进入了人类。
In the Garden of Eden, they disobeyed God by eating the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
并且这个罪世代相传，并带来死亡的结局。
Through this, sin entered the human race. It was passed down from generation to generation, and ultimately brought upon death.
我们当中读过。完整读过创世纪的，请举下手看看。
So diving into the book of Genesis and the creation story.
完整读过创世纪的，其他的都没有举手的都没有读过创世纪吗
？Oh, so raise your hands if you've read Genesis end to end.
没有举手的，你们没有读过对吗 ？Never 有没有读过创世纪？你不记得哇，创世纪是圣经中的第一卷书，所以我们每个基督徒我们都是需要读的。
Genesis is the first book of the Bible, and it's the book of creation. It's the origin book, so we as Christians should all read it.
因为创世纪里面讲述了万物的起源，包括世界的起源、人类的起源、家庭的起源、罪的起源。等等。
Genesis tells the story of the origin of all things, including the origin of the world, the origin of mankind, the origin of family, the origin of sin, and so on.
其实也包括了以色列这个国家民族的起源。我们如果不读创世纪的话，其实我们也很难明白发生在今天中东的一些事情。
It also talks about the origin of Israel, and if we don't read Genesis, it's hard to understand what's going on today in the Middle East.
在创世纪第二章当中，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，然后将生气吹在他鼻孔里面，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
In Genesis chapter 2, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being named Adam.
然后神也为亚当设立了一个园子，那个园子就叫伊甸园，这是我们大家都听说过的。
God also created a garden for Adam, which is why it's called the Garden of Eden.
然后神使各样的树从地里面长出来，可以悦人的眼目啊，然后树上的果子可以做食物，然后啊呀。
He caused all kinds of trees to grow there, from the ground, trees that were beautiful to look at, or and had fruit that was good to eat.
然后在伊甸园当中，然后神设立了有两棵树，一棵树是生命树。另外一个是分别善恶树，分别善恶的树。
In the middle of the garden were two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神将亚当安置在伊甸园里面，使他修理看守，并且吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
God placed Adam in the garden to work it and take care of it.But he gave him a commandment saying, you may eat freely from any tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You must not eat from that tree because on the day you do so, you will surely die.
然后神看见亚当他一个人、生活不好，然后没有配偶来帮助他，然后就用亚当的一根肋骨造了女人，名叫夏娃，作为亚当的妻子。
Then God saw that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone. He had no companion to help him. So God took one ofAdam's ribs and made a woman from it, and her name was Eve, and she became Adam's wife.
这就是婚姻家庭的起源。
This is the origin of family.
然后神也给亚当夏娃给他们使命，要生养众多，治理全地。这是神赐给人类美好的计划。
God gave them both a mission to be fruitful, multiply, and take care of the earth. This was God's beautiful plan for humanity.
人虽然很微小，但是却可以享受神美好的创造，在那个时候，并且人与神是有美好的关系，有亲密无间的关系。
Even though people were small and limited, they were meant to enjoy the goodness of God's creation. At that time, there was a close and intimate relationship between God and humans.
所以在那个时候，人亚当夏娃是生活在伊甸园里面，那是一个美好的一个地方，那是有神丰富供应的地方，那个是可以与神有一个很好的关系的地方，人与人之间，亚当夏娃他们夫妻之间也有美好的关系。
So at that time in the Garden of Eden, it was like a paradise, for humans. The humanity had a really good relationship with God and vice versa.
所以呢，是伊甸园，其实是我们每个人都向往的一个地方，因为那个地方有一个特点，就是没有罪，在伊甸园里面，在那个时候。
So the Garden of Eden is a place that we aspire to be in because that place did not have any sin at that time.
但是这样的美好的这样的一个时间不是很长，人与神的关系就受到魔鬼的挑拨。
But these good times didn't last. The relationship between God and people were disrupted by the devil's influence.
那魔鬼是谁？
So who is the devil?
如果你相信这个世界上是有魔鬼的话，请举起你的手。
So if you believe that there is a devil in this world, please raise your hands.
就是没举手的，你不相信有魔鬼吗？
So for those of you who didn't raise your hands, you guys don't believe that there is a devil.
在圣经当中，我们可以知道魔鬼他也是神的受造之物。圣经学者认为魔鬼是他在受造的时候他原来是天使但是后来他因为心骄气傲不顺服神，然后想要挑战神的权柄，结果失败了，被神逐出天堂。
So before he fell, he was the highest of all created beings. Many Bible scholars believe that he was an angel, but because of his pride and rebellion, he refused to submit to God and tried to challenge God's authority.
当魔鬼被逐出天堂的时候，背叛神的时候，也有很多一些天使与魔鬼一同背叛，然后他们也一同被神摔下来。
In the end, he failed and was cast out of heaven by God. Some angels joined the devil in rebelling against God, and they were also cast down with him.
然后我们就称他们为邪灵，是听从魔鬼的同伙。
We call them evil spirits. They follow and serve the devil.
魔鬼、邪灵，这些都是灵界的真实的事物。
The devil and these spirits are real beings in the spiritual realm.
许多人不信有上帝，也不信有魔鬼。
Many people don't believe in God or the devil.
但是其实发生在我们身边的很多神奇的事情，证明这些是真实存在的。
But the strange and unexplainable things that happen around us point to their reality.
就像我们看不见风的样子，对吗？
It's like the wind. We can't see it.
但是我们看见当树枝在摇摆的时候，你就知道是有风在吹。
But when we see the branches moving outside, we know that it is there.
虽然说我们看不见魔鬼，看不见邪灵，但是通过魔鬼和邪灵的一些表现，我们就知道确实是有魔鬼和邪灵是真实存在的。
So even though we can't see the devil or evil spirits, from what we see around us, we know that they are also there.
其实在我今年一月份，大家知道今年一月份我去印度去宣教。其实我在去印度之前，我也没有用眼睛去用真实的去感受到魔鬼邪灵的存在，我也没有真实的去感受到。但是我这次去印度之后，我是真真实实感受到那个邪灵的真实的存在。
So when I went to India in January of this year, I didn't go look for sin with my eyes, but it wasn't until this missionary trip to India that I could see sin around me.
因为当我们在为一个人祷告的时候，那个邪灵，那个人是被鬼附的。然后我们为他祷告的时候，那个被邪灵附着的人呢，人马上就倒在地上，就打起滚来哇哇叫，就是非常的明显，就是他身上就是有邪灵。然后后来我们为他祷告之后，那个鬼就被我们赶出去了，然后那个人就恢复正常。
It's because we would pray for people who were possessed by evil spirits, and then when we prayed for them and cast these evil spirits out, we could see that they were very visibly on the ground rolling and shaking these evil spirits out of their body.
虽然说我没有看见那个鬼长成什么样子，但是我看见那个人，他的那鬼在那个人身上的表现，我就知道那个人身上真的是有鬼。
So even though I didn't physically see what the evil spirits or devil looked like, but I saw it in their body, and that was the incarnation of sin.
所以魔鬼和邪灵，虽然说我们眼睛看不见，但是它确实是真真实实存在的。
So even though we can't see the devil or evil spirits with our eyes, they're real things around us.
魔鬼他原来是天使，但后来他背叛神，然后因为他的骄傲，他背叛，然后他就堕落就产生了罪。
So because of the devil's pride and rebellion, was cast out by God.
罪就是违背神，背离神。
And then sin came from the devil's pride and rebellion, and sin means going against God and turning away from him.
魔鬼罪的堕落的时候，罪还只是在魔鬼和邪灵身上。
So at first, sin was only found in the devil and in the evil spirits.
但是魔鬼想要更多的去败坏神的创造，特别是想要败坏神最高的创造物，就是人，与他一起来背叛神。
But the devil wanted to ruin more of God's creation, especially humanity, God's most treasured creation. So he set out to lead people into rebellion too.
所以就发生了创世纪第三章当中所记载的那段经文。
Which is exactly what we see in the story recorded in Genesis chapter 3.
在三章第一节说，耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Genesis chapter 3 verse 3 says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
这个蛇就是魔鬼的化身，他装作神所创造的蛇的样子来到夏娃面前。
This snake was the incarnation of the devil. It disguised itself as a snake created by God and came before Adam and Eve.
然后他对夏娃提出了一个问题，好像是在帮助他。
And then the serpent asked Eve a question as if it was helping her.
这正是使徒保罗在哥林多后书11章14节说， 撒旦也就是魔鬼，他喜欢装作光明的天使来引诱人犯罪。
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14 says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light."
这是我们每一个人都要啊提防的。
This is something we must all be careful of.
因为有些话听起来好像是在帮助我们，好像对我们是有好处，但实质上是要引诱我们背离神的心意，这就是魔鬼的伎俩。
Some words may sound like they are helping us and are good for us, but in reality, they are meant to entice us away from God's will. This is the devil's trick.
魔鬼是非常狡猾的，他选准了比较软弱的女人夏娃，然后只用两句话就攻破了女人的心。
The devil is very cunning. He targeted the vulnerable woman Eve, knowing she was more vulnerable.
所以其实就像今天的很多女生啊，就是也是比较软弱，可能被一个男生用甜言蜜语两句话就把他骗走了。
So just like today, in general, maybe women are more vulnerable, and just like with Eve, with just two sentences, the devil managed to break through her defenses.
所以我劝姐妹们要好好读创世纪第三章当中夏娃是怎样犯罪的，这样可以从夏娃当中学习经验教训。
So we should take a closer look in Genesis and in the story of how the devil tempted Eve to sin.
我们仔细来看蛇是怎样引诱夏娃犯罪的。
So let's take a closer look at how he tempted Eve to sin.
目的是帮助我们可以识破魔鬼的诡计，不要重蹈覆辙。
The goal is to help us recognize the devil's temptation methods, so we don't make the same mistakes.
蛇对夏娃说的第一句话是，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
The first thing he said to Eve was, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
我们可以去仔细去想这句话，这句话充满了魔鬼对神的话的质疑。
So let's think about this question carefully. This question is full of doubt about God's words.
然后他说：“神岂是真说？”
And then he said, "Did God really say that?"
这就是用一句问话来表达对神的话语的质疑。
So this question stirs up a lot of doubt about God's words.
让夏娃去疑问，以疑问的态度去思想神的命令。
With this question, the devil cast doubt on what God said, making Eve question God's command.
这就像钓鱼的，然后把那个鱼饵，然后放在水里面，就等着鱼饵来上钩去咬那个钩子。
The question was like fish bait on a hook.
那就是前两天我跟 Joshua 去钓鱼，对吧？你钓鱼是怎么钓的？钓鱼是不是你把钩子放下去，等鱼饵自己来咬，对不对？但是从来没有说你那个钩子放下去，你主动去用那钩子去勾住鱼的，对不对？都是鱼。他自己主动来咬的。其实蛇引诱夏娃犯罪的方法是一样的。
So a couple days ago, I went with Joshua, my son Joshua, to go fish. And what do you do when you fish? You put the bait out there and wait for the fish to come. But the difference in this story is the devil put the bait out there and put it towards Eve, which is like,putting bait out there and putting it towards the fish.
OK, 这个时候在没有我讲章里面，所以难为丹尼尔来翻译。OK.
So, I didn't write this down, which is why Daniel was having a hard time translating
that. 那我们在我们生活当中有没有我们遇到类似的情况，然后魔鬼用那个钩子来引诱我们犯罪呢？
So have we ever encountered similar traps in our lives set by the devil?
我们有没有听到类似的话？比如说，有人说，神岂是真说基督徒不准买彩票吗？
For example, the question, did God really say that Christians aren't allowed to buy lottery tickets?
神岂是真说基督徒不能够婚前同居吗？
Or did God really say that Christians can't live together before marriage?
圣经中好像没有这样的话呀。
The Bible doesn't explicitly say any of these things.
所以其实这些话都是在 引诱我们去怀疑神的命令或怀疑神的话。
So these types of questions makes us wonder and doubt God's words.
然后魔鬼说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
The devil said, did God really say you must not eat fruit from any tree in the garden?
这句话我们可以看到魔鬼在扭曲神的话。
This question clearly shows how the devil distorts God's words.
而神对亚当夏娃的命令原话是这样的，园中是各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God's original command to Adam and Eve was, you may freely eat fruit from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat from it, you will surely die.
所以神的这句话到了魔鬼那里就变成神不允许他们吃园中所有树上的果子。
But when the devil repeated it, he twisted it into saying that God didn't allow them to eat fruit from any tree in the garden.
魔鬼的话好像是在复述神的话，但是仔细对比发现神的话已经被魔鬼扭曲了。
The devil's words seem to be repeating God's words, but if you compare carefully, you'll see that the devil has twisted and mixed up God's message.
并且加上夸大的话啊，就完全让神的话变了味。
And then exaggerated it so much that it has completely changed.
所以魔鬼真的是非常的狡猾。
So the devil is really cunning.
让我们听起来好像是神的话，但是你仔细去对比神的话，其实完全不是神的话。
He forms it as if it's God's words, but if you listen carefully, it's nowhere near what God intended.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们就开始跳进到魔鬼所设的圈套当中。
So if we're not careful, we'll fall right into the trap that the devil sets for us.
我们是否听过这样的话，说耶稣可以赦免我们所有的罪，所以我们犯什么罪都没有关系。
Have we ever heard of something like this? Jesus can forgive all our sins, so it doesn't matter what sins we commit.
这就是在扭曲神的话。
This is similar to.This is a question that also twists God's intention.
所以我们可以看到哈，就是魔鬼就简单的一句话里面就藏着许多的钩子。
So in just that one sentence, the devil hid many poisonous hooks.
他在质疑神的话，他在扭曲神的话，他在夸大神的话。
It's twisting God's words. It's mixing up God's words and it's exaggerating God's words.
软弱的夏娃面对这些隐藏的钩子，真的就上当了。
The vulnerable Eve fell right into this trap.
然后女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”
The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden."But the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die.
我们再次来对比神的原话是这样讲的。园中各样树上的果子你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Let's compare it with what God originally said. He said,You may freely eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die.
夏娃她没有认真记住神的话，结果就是根据自己的理解，把神的话进行了加加减减，使神的话变了味。
Eve didn't remember God's words carefully, so as a result, she added or took away parts based on her own understanding, and that changed the meaning of what God had said.
这是非常危险的。
This is very dangerous.
我们若不熟悉神的话，以为知道一些，但是却知道的不完全，也不准确，也容易在神的话上面进行加加减减，修修改改。
If we're not familiar with God's words, but we think we know it, but our understanding is incomplete or inaccurate, it's easy for us to start adding, subtracting, or changing what God actually said.
我们就会模糊真理，弱化真理，改变真理。
That blurs the truth, weakens it, and even distorts it.
所以这是为什么在教会里面我们一直在强调要求弟兄姐妹一定要读圣经，不只是读一遍，要多读，至少读几遍圣经，然后才能对神的话语有比较准确的完全的把握。
This is why in the church we encourage everybody to read the Bible not just once but multiple times, so we know the word of God accurately.
我们当中有每天都在读圣经的，请举下手。我想了解一下有多少人每天都在读圣经的，请举下手。
So raise your hands if you read the Bible every single day.
Good. Thank you. 然后呢，那至少每周都在读的。读圣经的有，请举下手。
So, raise your hand if you read the Bible every week.
没举手的是你们，那每个月至少你们有在读的。
So for those of you who didn't raise your hands, do you guys read it at least every month?
如果你现在没有养成读圣经的习惯，我真的是强烈的建议。真的是要养成每天读圣经的习惯，即使你不是 读的很多，但是哪怕读一章读两章，我们都要养成一个读圣经的习惯。
So if you don't read the Bible regularly, I encourage you all to start reading the Bible more regularly. It doesn't have to be every day right away, but at least every once in a while.
如果夏娃今天还坐在这儿的话，可能就要责备他，夏娃，你没有把神的话好好读，以至于你在神的话语上面进行了修改。
So if Eve was sitting here today, we would tell you, oh, he didn't know God's words carefully enough, and we would tell her she needs to understand God's words more.
因为夏娃在神的话语上面没有准确的记住神的话，所以他不单是害了自己，然后也害了整个的。人类进入犯罪的状态里面。
So because Eve didn't understand God's words completely, it not only harmed herself, it harmed the rest of humanity.
我们在神的话语上面不能够准确的去认识，然后我们在真理上面也不会站立得稳，也会误导别人。
If we don't know God's words completely, it can harm not only us but others.
我们也会这样，也会留下魔鬼来攻击我们的一个破口，成为他的俘虏。
This gives the devil an opening to attack us, and we risk becoming his captives.
然后蛇听完夏娃的回答之后，他心里面非常的高兴，因为夏娃上钩了。
After hearing Eve's reply, the serpent was very pleased because the serpent caught Eve in his hook.
然后蛇对夏娃说：“你们不一定死。”
The serpent said, "So you will not surely die."
因为就是魔鬼。神原来吩咐亚当夏娃说的时候说什么，你们吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子就一定会死，现在说你们不一定死，或者说你们必定不会死，这样的话魔鬼完全把神的这个命令的已经进行否定了。
So the devil took what he said and twisted it even more, changing you might die to or changing you might die to you won't die at all. That was a complete denial of God's original command where he said you will surely die.
魔鬼的引诱还没有结束，他引诱夏娃的本来面目终于最后暴露出来。
But the devil didn't stop there. His true intention in tempting Eve finally came out.
魔鬼对夏娃说，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便能如